You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 22nd of January, a Tuesday, and the week has already begun. And how did the Monday begin? Well, there were no blues to be heard on the Lal Street. It was the stomping of the hooves of bulls. Let's find out all that happened on the Lal Street yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today as we make yet again our morning appointment to take a morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Like I said, there were no Monday blues for sure on the Lal Street yesterday. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied by nearly 200 points, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 10,950 levels. The easing of trade tension between the US and China boosted the sentiment across the globe, including ours. Besides, encouraging earnings announcements further added to the positivity. However, participation was limited only to the handful of index majors, as stocks hitting fresh 52-week highs were limited to just 57 on the Bombay Stock Exchange, compared to nearly 200 stocks, which hit a fresh 52-week low. On the benchmark, Nifty closed above its crucial resistance level of 10,950 thanks to a strong rally in RIL, Infosys, Kotak Mahindra Bank and HDFC Bank. The rupee on Monday weakened by 9 paise to close at 71.28 against the American dollar amid rising demand for the greenback from exporters and unabated foreign fund outflows. On the institutional front, FPI were net sellers in Indian markets for 299 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 520 crore rupees, according to provisional data. On the global front, the International Monetary Fund, that is the IMF, on the 21st of January, that is yesterday, cut its world economic growth forecasts for 2019 and 2020 due to weakness in Europe and some emerging markets. India's growth projection for FY19 was, however, retained at 7.3%. In the second part of the morning walk, we always concentrate on the big news that we'll be talking about. And today we'll be talking about some estimates that have been given to us from Motilal Oswal. And that, of course, comes on the earnings front. As many as 27 companies on the Bombay Stock Exchange will declare their results for the quarter ended December. And that list of names includes names like Asian Paints, Havells India, ICICI Prudential Life, Oberoi Realty, TVS Motor Company, Visa Steel, etc. Asian Paints PAT is likely to fall by 3.8% year-on-year to 545 crore rupees. TVS Motor Company PAT is likely to grow by 2.8% year-on-year to 158 crore rupees, and Havells India PAT is likely to fall by 10% year-on-year to 174 crore rupees. The third part of our walk constitutes taking a look at the technical view and trying to make sense of what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The Nifty index is away 38 points from reclaiming Mount 11,000. Will that happen today? Only time will tell. However, if the Nifty 50 fails to register a strong close above the 10,985 levels in the next couple of sessions, there could be some profit booking at these levels. India VIX, that is the volatility index or panic button of the Lal Street, moved up sharply by 8.69% to 18.06 levels. Volatility has to cool down further to get a decisive range breakout. We'll be watching out, therefore, for three levels over the course of today: 10,800, 10,885, and 11,000 maximum call OI, placed at 11,000, followed by 11,200 maximum put OI, at 10,700, followed by 10,800. Very quickly then, because we always want to make your walk down the Lal Street worth your while, we'll give you a few recommendations that were given to us by HDFC Securities, and this is what they have to say in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all three buy calls. One for Tech Mahindra, with a buy call, LTP of 714 rupees, that is 714, target of 770, 770, stop loss of 680 rupees, return of 8%. Kotak Mahindra Bank has a buy call as well, 1268, last trading price, target of 1355 rupees, stop loss of 1220 rupees, return of 7%. And Biocon has a buy call as well, LTP of 663 rupees, target of 715, 715 rupees, stop loss of 630 rupees, return of 8%. So Tech Mahindra, Kotak Mahindra and Biocon all have buy calls. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know before going into trade this morning, and everything that's happening in the worlds of business and finance. Today is the 22nd of January, happens to be the birth anniversary of one of the original bad boys of the world, Lord Byron, somebody who is described as mad, bad and dangerous to know by one of his many, many lovers of either sex. If you haven't read something by Byron, now is as good a time as any to give a quick peek to what he was capable of. Don Juan, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, When We Two Parted, She Walks in Beauty Like the Night of Cloudless Climes and Starry Skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. I'm sure you've learned that poem either in school or if you've seen Dead Poets Society. So there's no time like now to learn a little bit about Byron. What an interesting life the man led. He apparently even had a pet bear when he was a student at Cambridge. So wishing that fantastic madman a happy birth anniversary wherever he might be, and also wishing you good luck at the markets. This is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.